Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I think I would be safe in saying that for most people, we want to present ourselves to others as successful and strong and self-sufficient and independent, right? But there are times in all of our lives when we know without a shadow of a doubt that none of these things are true. But I have some good news for you tonight, that even the most faithful and successful people in the Bible often felt the same way. For instance, St. Paul, he wrote two letters to the Corinthians. Corinth was his first church, his first congregation. He started it with the grace and the presence of God and nothing else. Yet after he moved on to start other congregations, the Corinthian congregation began to question everything about Paul. They even criticized his credentials as a pastor. "Who are you," they would say, "to tell us what to do? Who gave you authority over us?" And so in the second letter to the Corinthians, Paul tries to address some of these things. Now, let me ask you a question. If you were going to respond to this kind of criticism, somebody asking you, "Well, what are your credentials?" No, let me put it another way. If you were to apply for a job and wanted to show that you are successful and put that on your resume, what would you write down? Well, you'd put down all of the successful things that you had done, right? All of the things that had gone well in your life. You would list them on the resume one after another. Well, so here's what Paul lists for his qualifications. Well, Paul says, "I was flogged 5 times. Now that's being beat at least 39 times with the cat of nine tails. 5 different times. He was beaten with Roman rods 3 times. He was pummeled by rocks, rock throwing was a big thing back in those days for the Jewish people. 1 time. He said, "I was shipwrecked 3 times. I've ended up floating around in the ocean for a day and night. I fended off robbers. I struggled with friends and foes alike. I have risked sunstroke. I have been beat down by storms. I have been betrayed by those who I thought were my brothers. I missed meals. I couldn't sleep. I didn't even include all of the little pleasures, the little pressures of daily life, and all the anxieties that go along with this kind of ministry." And when I read the list of Paul's qualifications, I thought to myself, I don't really have it that hard at all. But it wasn't all bad, Paul went on to say. Revelations were there to sustain him. He puts it almost in a third-party way. He says, "I knew this man who was swept up in ecstasy to the heights of heaven, who was hijacked into paradise, who heard God speak, and what he was told, he was warned never to repeat to anybody else." I think Paul was really talking about himself. And he had all of these things happen to him. Good things and bad things, easy things and hard things. And he could brag on it all. But here is what he finally said in conclusion. This is his resume. "So I wouldn't get a big head, I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations." The gift of a handicap? Paul sees his personal and his physical hardships and limitations as a gift, not as a weakness, not as a disadvantage. When we are faced with our limitations, I would imagine that very seldom of us think of them as a gift. More often than not, it's more like a crossroads than a gift. A crossroads where we are forced, in the midst of all of these difficult things, to decide, do I let this draw me closer to God, or do I let this difficulty and handicap and suffering that I'm going through push me away from God? Which is it going to be? In a moment, we have to decide, will I trust God even more because of this handicap and challenge that I'm going through, or will I just give up on God and go another way? And I can tell you that whichever way you decide to go, whichever path you want to go down, you're going to have plenty of company along the way. It'll depend upon what you look for, which way you go. St. Paul puts it this way. He said, Satan's angels did his best to get me down. But what in fact he did was push me to my knees. Now, as Lutherans, we don't talk a lot about Satan. But there is a presence of evil in this world. Satan often seeks to destroy people with the knowledge that we are not all that we thought that we would be. Have you ever thought of that? That in the midst of your own disappointment with your own life, that's God picking on you, but that's the evil one that seeks to destroy you from the inside out. With the knowledge that we not all thought that we would be something else, that we hope that we would be something else. And the realization that we are not so self-sufficient, that we can't always be in control or always successful, drives us to our knees. But it is here that Paul spends these words. At that very moment when he is driven to his knees, and he has no place left to turn and no personal resources on which to depend, instead of giving up in despair, he gives it up in prayer. And prayer is that thin place where God and the real world meet. He says, at first, I didn't think it as a gift. Well, who does think of their handicap as a gift, right? And I begged God to remove it. Boy, how many times have we done the same thing? Then Paul says, He, God, the Holy Spirit, told me, my grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness, 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 and my weakness. In other words, when we are weak and we cannot do it all ourselves, it is then and usually only then that we allowed God to be our strength and our defender and our rock and our hope and everything else. It is only when we cannot help ourselves any longer do we allow ourselves to become dependent upon a loving God, literally trusting God for all that we need. Paul goes on. He says, once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weaknesses. So now I take limitations in stride, he says, and with good cheer. These limitations cut me down to size. Abuse and accidents and opposition and bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. And then he wraps it up. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become. Amazing, isn't it? So different than how we live our lives every single day. So different than how we view this world and everything around us. That the weaker we get, the stronger God grows in the midst of us. Powerful. And what I think Paul is saying is this, that everything that has happened and is happening to us or will happen to us can be used by God to help us to grow up spiritually and mature in faith and deeper in trust. And isn't that where all of us truly want to be? This morning, as I was driving to church, I was thinking to myself that I want to write this prayer on a card and I want to put it on a visor. That when I become anxious about the day, that I pray this prayer. God, you've got this. God, you have got today. God, and you have got me. Thank you. I think I'll make that my prayer this Lent. What will be your prayer when you're on your knees? May the Lord bless your journey. Amen.